Welcome to the Real Results Podcast. I'm Fatty Mansi, and I'm here to help you lose belly fat and get you the body of your dreams without any extreme diets, workouts, or cardio, and without any detoxes or cleanses that you might have tried in the past that just built bad habits over time. If you're looking to lose 15 pounds or more, and more importantly, keep it off forever, this is the show for you. Welcome to the Real Results Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today what I'm going to be teaching you about is how to accelerate your fat loss journey, okay? So fitness is extremely simple, all right? Fitness is actually very, very simple. It's very, very easy. Fitness is very simple. It's not necessarily easy, but now with social media and whatnot, it can be extremely frustrating and overwhelming because you don't know like what's right and you don't know what's wrong. You don't know what works and what doesn't. And there's so much information out there that it's hard to know like what to listen to or who to listen to. You should be listening to me. But if you're not, I'm going to give you a reason to listen to me. Okay, so we're going to simplify this as much as possible for each and every one of you. Okay, I'm going to give you guys three simple practical tips today on today's podcast of what I want you to do and how you're going to accelerate your fat loss journey. All right, so you can gain muscle and lose fat without killing yourself. You can gain muscle and lose fat without going on dieting extremes. You could gain muscle and lose fat without doing tons and extreme amounts of cardio and extreme amounts of dieting, like starving yourself. Guys, these are things that I help my clients with, that we dive deeper into detail with them along their fitness journey to get them to their goals faster. And I'm going to help you with it. And I'm going to give you some of that information right now. Okay, so let's break it down. All right, let's break it down. So here are three easy tips that you can use today and every day in order to accelerate your fat loss progress. All right, because like here at Real Results Fitness, we focus not just on weight loss, but we focus on fat loss. Okay, so seeing the number on the scale, like seeing the number move down on the scale is cool. And I will be the first one to admit that it is very satisfying and gratifying to be like, yeah, this is great. I see the number moving down. I see the number moving in the right direction. I mean, it can be very rewarding, but actually seeing like your body change, actually seeing your body composition change, like your sleeves are hugging the right way they're supposed to, where they should be. Your dress is fitting how you want it to be hugging your curves. Your pants are hugging the right way. You're sitting down. You don't have a muffin top over your pants, like hanging over. Like this is what I mean when I'm talking about like body composition and fat loss, not just weight loss. Okay. So keep that in mind throughout this podcast. All right. So if you are not already taking notes, like get ready because we're gonna be flying through these things very, very quickly. All right. So number one, guys, is lift heavy. All right. Lift heavy. If you have been following me for a while, you know, you knew this one was coming. All right. So number one is lift heavy. Ladies, this goes for you as well. All right. So you need to be lifting heavy. Don't be afraid of lifting heavy. You don't have to necessarily like go faster in your repetitions. You don't have to shorten your repetitions. You don't have to shorten your rest time significantly so you can build a sweat, all right? Stop using the same amounts of weight, all right? I see this time and time again. Stop doing three sets of 20 or 25 for, you know, stop doing three sets of 20 or 25 with a 10-pound weight. Move up in weight, all right? Guys, this goes for you too. I'm going to talk to you in a minute right now, all right? So like, guys, do not continue to do the same sets and reps and weight week in and week out. If you're not seeing your body composition change, this could be a huge reason why. All right. So like fellas, this goes for you as well. All right. I hear this often. I hear this from men and women. And I hear, I don't want to get bulky. Right. Who here has said that? I know if you're listening right now, you're like, oh, is he talking to me? Like, I don't want to get bulky. Guys, in order to get bulky, you literally have to eat so much food and train so hard, like probably way harder than you're currently training, all right? And you have to consistently do this for months on end. It's very, very hard to get bulky, all right? We're going to talk about bulky for a second. I think the reason that a lot of people are scared of getting bulky is because like they've known somebody that maybe doesn't have their diet under control. And then this same person, maybe it's you, started exercising. So yes, they're going to look bulkier from like their shirts and whatnot. But what you're not seeing is behind closed doors, all right? When the people are shirtless or naked or taking their shirts off, like they're holding a lot of fat, okay? And if you have a lot of fat, okay, I'm showing a visual if you're watching live. If you have a lot of fat and you have a lot of muscle, okay, your muscle is just going to push that fat to the surface and it's going to push it out further. So yes, you're going to look wider and bulkier, okay? It's just a layer of fat covering all of those muscles, all right? And I'm sorry to say, that's not bulky, okay? That's just lots of fat, okay? You just have muscle and you have fat over it. You have lots of fat and you might have a lot of muscle as well. Okay, so you're not bulky. Your diet is just crap and you started working out, so you got some muscle and now everything's pushed to the forefront, okay? So I digress. All right, now that we talked about bulky, now that we got that out of the way, like lift heavy and lift safely, all right? So guys, this is one thing that I tell my clients and I want you to write this down for yourself. If you can do more than 4 repetitions when you are done with your set, you're probably not going heavy enough. Again, I'm talking about lifting weights. Like if you're doing more than, like, let's just say you do 3 sets of 10, whatever, standard 3 sets of 10, you do your 10th rep, you set the weight down. If you could have done like 4 or more repetitions, you're going way too light. That is not heavy enough. That is officially one of your warm-up sets, all right? That's officially a warm-up set, okay? So make sure that you are lifting heavy. It should be scaring you a bit. It should be a little bit intimidating when you are lifting heavier, okay? It should scare you a bit, not to the fact that you're going to like, that you can't even pick up the weight, okay? But if you've been doing like the same 20-pound chest press or the same 30-pound glute bridge for like 3 weeks straight, okay? And you're just doing like more and more and more repetitions with the same exact weight, it's time to step it up, all right? Lifting heavy is not going to make you big and bulky, and lifting heavy is actually going to give you that like lean, that toned physique that you are looking for, okay? So if that's what you're going for, then you have to lift heavy, okay? So try and lift heavier than you did last time, even if it's 2.5 pounds, okay? Stop doing 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 reps. That's not going to do much for you, okay? Yeah, your heartbeat might be up, okay? But there is going to be a point of diminishing returns. So like number one, guys, start lifting heavier. Stop doing 3 sets of 60 or whatever the hell you're doing, all right? Number one is lift heavier. Number two, this is one of the biggest mistakes that I see in the gym, all right? Is a lot of people, they're using cardio incorrectly. What do I mean by using cardio incorrectly? Okay, they're using cardio as their main source of weight loss. They're using cardio as their main source of weight loss, okay? So remember in the beginning of this podcast, we were talking about fat loss, not just weight loss, seeing your actual body composition change. This is what we're still talking about, okay? So if you want to see the number, here it is. If you want to see that number move down very, very fast, if you want to just be satisfied with a short-term victory and see that number move down on the scale very, very fast, starve yourself, do tons of cardio, you're going to lose a lot of water weight, promise, all right? But if you want to actually see fat loss, like as we spoke about earlier in the podcast, I want you to use cardio as a tool for fat loss, okay? I'm going to paint a picture for you right now. I'm going to paint a picture for you. You get to the gym, you're motivated, you're amped up on caffeine, all right? You got tons of caffeine in you, probably more than you should have. All right. And then you go jump on the Stairmaster for 30 minutes or the elliptical for 30 minutes. And then you do a quick 20 or 30 minute workout. And if that's what you're doing, it's going to be hard for you to get lean and to get toned because what's happening is you're exerting a lot of your energy on the cardio. And when you're exerting a lot of energy on cardio, it's going to be hard for you to lift heavier. Okay. You're going to be extremely drained. So again, we want to use cardio as a tool. So if all you're doing is cardio, like yes, you are going to be losing a lot of water weight and a lot of calories very quickly. Okay, you're going to step on the scale the next day and you're going to be excited, but that's not going to help you with long-term progress. Okay, something that I like to say is, how has that worked for you in the past when you've killed yourself with doing tons of cardio? So the main source of your fat loss, you're like, okay, what the hell do I do now? The main source of your fat loss should be from your nutrition. Okay, and cardio is just a tool to supplement and speed that up a bit, all right? Start low and then build into it. Because like, think about this. If you're already doing tons and tons of cardio, and let's just say you hit a plateau, where do you go from there? You gotta do more, right? And you gotta eat less. But if you're already doing tons and tons of cardio, like chances are you're probably starving yourself as well. they correlate a lot, okay? So what happens, you starve yourself throughout the week, you do tons of cardio, you lose lots of weight, and then when the weekend comes, you're going on these like crazy binging and eating episodes, and you don't even, you can't even recognize yourself. You're like, who the hell is this? I've never ate like this. I've never done this in my life. That's because you burned a ton of calories throughout the week, and you've been starving yourself this whole time. Okay. And then at that point, it becomes super frustrating because like you're busting your ass in the gym. Okay. You're binging on weekends, but you feel so burned out that it's hard to even tell like if what you're doing is working. Okay. Because you're so burned out throughout the week and then you binge on the weekends and you start over on Monday. Does this sound familiar? If it does, you're probably doing too much too soon. Most people are overdoing cardio. All right. Most people are overdoing cardio and underdoing lifting. Lift more. You guys see the pattern here? Most people overdo cardio and underdo lifting, meaning that they're not lifting enough, or they're not lifting often enough, okay? Or they're not lifting heavy enough, just like we spoke about. But they're doing tons and tons of cardio, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to flip that around, switch it up, do the exact opposite of what you've been doing, okay? Use cardio as a tool for fat loss, start lifting heavier, and safely, of course. All right. Are you guys getting some value? You guys getting some value from this? Last but not least, all right. This was a game changer for me. What I'm about to share with you was a game changer for me in my life, in my physique, and literally like how everything has changed. Okay. So I want you to make sure, and don't take this lightly, because I know that you, what I'm about to say, you've heard it before. So don't take this lightly. All right. I'm giving you the game right now. I'm giving you the game. So you better be writing this down on a journal or in the comments or on notes or something. All right. But guys, number three is you have to get an adequate amount of protein. You have to, if you want to see your body composition change, you have to get an adequate amount of protein. If you want to see your body composition change, you have to get an adequate amount of protein. Okay. Protein is going to help keep you fuller longer. Okay. Which in turn is going to help to prevent you from overeating, okay? That's just one benefit. Protein is also going to help you build and or maintain that lean tone look that you're looking for, okay? That's why you're here, right? I'm going to repeat that. Protein is going to help you build and or maintain that lean tone look that you're looking for. It's going to help get you lean, okay? It's going to help get you tone. It's going to help keep you fuller longer. Protein takes longer to digest, which again will help to prevent you from overeating. And not to mention what I keep mentioning, your body composition is going to change. Your body composition is going to change when you're getting an adequate amount of protein. Okay. So now I know what you're asking. What is an adequate amount of protein? You keep talking about protein. What's an adequate amount of protein? So general rule of thumb, again, this is a general rule of thumb. This is not for everybody, but general rule of thumb is about 70% to about 1.5 times your body weight. Okay. But everyone is different. Everyone is different. So this is not going to like, don't go eating 1.5 times your body weight because you think like more is better, or don't just go eating 70% of your body weight because like that's minimum is like 70% is what I suggest and what I recommend. What I do for my clients is I base it off of how much muscle they currently have. I base it off of their lifting history. Are they severely overweight? What are their preferences? I have some clients that enjoy protein, so we have them on higher protein. I have some clients that it's kind of a struggle for them, right? So we kind of lower their protein, but we find a medium to where they're going to maintain and or build muscle. Okay, so that they can stay fuller longer and continue to see their body composition change. Is this making sense? Does this make sense? You have to make sure that you are getting an adequate amount of protein. Okay, having a protein bar and a protein shake is not enough protein. If it's a decent protein bar and a decent protein shake, you're having like 50 grams of protein. Okay, that's what my little nephew can take. All right, you need to have more protein throughout your day. And that's it. Told you it was going to be simple. Hopefully you guys are taking notes. All right, let's review these really quick. Number one is lift heavier. Write that down. Number two, write this down. Use cardio as a tool for fat loss, not the primary means. Okay, and number three is get an adequate amount of protein. Guys, if you apply all of these things, and of course, like, are consistent with it, don't just do it one day and expect results, okay? But if you apply all of these three things and you're consistent with it and you have your calories in check, you're eating a decent amount of calories, enough to burn fat, not put on weight, okay? You will see your physique drastically change over time. If you apply these three things that I just told you, you will see your physique drastically change over time, all right? That is it, guys. I hope you all have an amazing day. Make sure to tune in to next week's podcast or to the next podcast because we're going to be continuing to just give you tons and tons of value. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, the number one thing that you can do is share this podcast with someone who you think might get value from it. And if you do want to work with me directly, all you have to do is direct message me on my Instagram at Real Results Fitness. That's Real Results FTNS. DM me with the words fat loss and we can start getting rid of your unwanted fat, get you lean and toned without any extreme diets, cardio, or fat loss trends.